Hi, everybody. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host. And this is the show for who we call big impact experts. And that's you if you are on a mission to make a big positive difference in the lives of your clients, your community, and even the world with the transformational work that you do and the message that you bring and the way you can serve, the way you can help people. And, you know, a big part of that mission is getting the word out about what you're doing. And many experts that we know have chosen to write a book and to put their message into an impactful book. And if that's you, today's episode is going to be great because it's going to be all about how to launch that book and how to get more people to see that book, right? Writing is one thing, getting people to consume it is another. So today I have Karen Gilgore with me, who is an expert at launching books and making sure that you market it correctly. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. It really is.
Yes. And I am so excited to have you here. We've had several conversations about this.
Yes.
And I think about when I wrote my first book, writing it itself was a huge feat. I was very happy when it was done.
Yeah.
And then you hit the publish button. Yeah. And then for me, I don't know if this is for everybody, I waited and I waited and I waited. And it's like, okay, I think there's more to it than just writing the book. So I'm so glad that we're going to talk about this today because we want to see this, you know, this transformational message that our audience has get out there in a big, big way. So I think a great place to start is tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how it came to be that you're doing this right now. And then we'll kind of get into what they need to do.
Yes. So I have been in the publishing industry for over 25 years and help authors write books. I help them really write a good book. I energetically connect to that, to them and their message, and really pull the content out of them and refine it. So that's like, yes, that's exactly what I was trying to say. And so I do the author coaching, the writing, the editing part with them. And then the publishing part, I do book covers, interior design, setting up the whole book. And what's important to me is that the author owns all their content. I don't take royalties. I don't take, you know, all the money comes directly to the author. I even give them all their original files so that if they want to change anything, they've got access to everything. So that's really important to me, that the owner keeps all the intellectual property and all the files and has all rights to it. So that's what I've been doing. Then I found that, and I love doing that. I love the publishing and the coaching to get a really good book out there. But then I found that they have a really great book, but they don't know what to do with it. They're stuck. People really think it's just going to sell itself. They honestly think, I'm just going to let a few people know and then the book's just going to sell itself. And it doesn't. It really, really doesn't. It takes a really strategic plan to get a book into the marketplace. And I call it a good plan so that you can take right action. And if you have a good plan, you can take it. But a lot of people try shotgun approaches on it and it doesn't work. You try a few social media posts, you tell a few people, you talk about it a few times, but there's no cohesive strategy and they get frustrated. People get very frustrated and rightly so, rightly so.
I think like anything, it makes a lot of sense to be working from a game plan, a playbook, at least a strategy. And it's not just, oh, I'm going to click on this today and I'm going to do this thing, or, oh, yeah, I really should do that, and really sort of winging it. And I remember that when I wrote my first book, it was a lot of that. The mission was writing the book. I had no idea, you know, how I was going to market it.
Right.
And, you know, which was ironic because I actually do write marketing plans for people. Yeah. I just didn't write one for myself.
Yeah.
What are you hearing from your authors when they come into, like, how are they describing their experience right now? They've written the book. They're trying to get it out there. What are some of the things you're hearing from them?
I'm not a marketer. I don't know. And they're an expert in their field. Absolutely. The message that they're delivering is absolutely they're the expert, but they're not a marketing expert. They don't know what to do and they don't know what to do when. That's one. And then the frustration, well, I tried that and it didn't work. And I tried that and it didn't work. And so they're, you know, they feel like giving up. And that's all because they don't really have a good plan. So they can't take the right action. They don't know what to do and when to do it. So that's probably the biggest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, and that lack of a plan, like, where does that come from? Like, when you talk to them, was the mission kind of similar to mine? Like, it was all about writing the book and not necessarily thinking about, you know, that sounds like a mistake. Describe that. And if there's any other mistakes that authors make while they are on this journey.
Yeah. They know their message can really have an impact on people in their business, in their personal relationship, spiritually, whatever their message is. And they're right. It really can. And a book changes lives. I talk about it all the time. You read a book at the right moment and it's like, wow, I really needed to hear that. That's exactly on time. So getting your book into the hands of the right readers is really a skill. It's the whole marketing part is really important. And so what I have, I call it the blueprint, a book launch blueprint, and it literally guides people what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Another issue is they're like, well, do I send this first or that second? What do I do when? They're confused on, exactly what to do. And so I start with a literal timeline and it's customized. And you put in your launch date and it literally calculates every single thing you need to do and tells you when to do it. So you don't have to worry about anything in the future. You just do what's on this week. And then you do next week, and then you do the next week. And literally, you don't have to worry about anything future. You just do what's in front of you. And I can't tell you how many authors that have used that. It has relieved so much pressure, so the overwhelm, because it's a lot. Launching a book is a lot. And it just alleviates the overwhelm, which has been huge. So they'll print out this sheet, and it's customized, and you can, it's perfect for you. They'll print it out and put it on their desk in front of them, and they just check off the boxes, did that, and then they're on time. The book launch is good and on time and very successful. So that's probably the biggest thing to eliminate the overwhelm that they're experiencing. That timeline is like the backbone. Yeah, it's the backbone.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And especially for someone who didn't have a plan. And they're wondering, what do I do? Yes. I know I did not have a plan when I launched my first book. I also want to ask you, too, if for those who are not working with a plan, is there a downside to doing the wrong things in the wrong order? Can it hurt you and hurt the chances of your book getting out there?
Yes, absolutely. Because you're telling something that isn't, you're not ready for it yet. And so and it's important to create buzz and conversations about your book, but there's a certain time to do it. And if you do it too soon or too late, then you're going to miss your launch date and all the social media buzz that comes with it. So yes, absolutely. And then I break it up into basically three parts. The first part is planning. The first part of your launch is literally planning. So we're going to take about 2 weeks or so, maybe three, 2 weeks basically. And you're going to be doing all the planning. What do you want the book to do? How much money do you want to make on it? I have a whole strategic plan. And that's a really big one. People don't know, well, it's just going to sell. We're just going to sell as many as we can. Well, how many do you want to sell? Because you have to have a good plan to be able to accomplish it. And so if it means you need to get on 5 podcasts in the next 2 months, or how many speaking platforms do you need, and how many book signings do you need to be able to accomplish that? And so it gives you the plan to be able to do it. Now it's up to the author to do it. I can't guarantee, if you're not going to do the work, the results, but a good plan is absolutely the first thing to taking right action and having it be successful. So I call it, and in that I can show you how to make $10,000 on your book launch by doing these things. But then it's up to you to do it. That's the key. You got to do it. So if you want to be on 5 podcasts, then you got to get the platform, you got to book it, and all that's involved. You know how that goes. So I show you how you can make 10,000 or more. I had one author that could make 500,000 on his book launch because I showed him the plan, how to do it. And he said, yes, I can do that. So you can make quite a bit on your book. Your book is not just a product, it's a platform. It's a platform to getting you out into many different arenas, many different areas. So it's the platform that I'm working with, not just the book.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And I have talked to so many people who have written a book, they're marketing it. They had assumed that they really weren't going to make a whole lot of money from the book. In fact, they were approaching it as that it would be a great lead generator for whatever other thing that they do, maybe their coaching program or their masterminds, or in the transformational industry, there's all sorts of different kinds of programs. I'm intrigued to hear from you just about the kind of money you can make just from the book itself.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. From the book itself, yes, you can make, you have to sell a lot of copies. Mm-hmm. But like I just said, the book is also a platform. It's not just the book itself. And when I'm working with authors, I recommend get your business into the book itself, your call to actions, how people can work with you in the content itself. And I'm really focused on that when I'm working with authors, because your book is like the door to everything else you're doing. And I recommend that when they, like, they're telling a story about something and a problem they're solving in the book, how can somebody, you know, how can you solve their problem faster if they read that one chapter before they come work with you, like a consultant? So have them read chapter 4, and it can save you 2 hours of consulting time and get better results quicker by reading that one chapter. So that's one way that your book can really serve you. But in sales, it's just numbers. Sales is just numbers. So the biggest way to sell it is speaking platforms, live speaking platforms, and you sell your book. That is the number one way to sell a book. And then when you become more known, people start buying it. Also, one book sells another. The synergy between 2 books, 3 books, they start selling, you know, one book starts selling another. But your book is a portal to working with you. It opens your business, not just the book sale.
Yeah. And that's so many people I know that have approached their book that way. Yeah. What a nice bonus to be able to make money from the sales of the book. And then also have it lead to, you know, getting more clients, more customers for your programs. And, you know, what I think about my audience, so many of them are in the transformational industry. Their mission, if you ask them, is I want to make a big impact. And, you know, so a lot of them, their book has started as that sort of that labor of love is like, I have something I want to say. I have this thing or this message that can help other people's lives. And that's about the amount of planning that goes into it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And it's really true. That's about all they think about. So how do you actually accomplish that? That's really what I focus very strongly on that when I'm helping an author write the book, because what do you want somebody to do? What's the application? What do you want them to know or feel or be when they're done reading a section? And then how can they work with you? How can you move the book into an actual client? Because the book is not going to solve the problem most of the time. It's going to give them information that they really need, but it's not necessarily going to solve the problem like it is working with you in a one-to-one, you know, or even a group setting. So books are the portal to many, many different things, credibility, speaking, you know, speaking opportunities. And a book is really important. It's really important. And launching it correctly, launching it successfully is equally as important as writing it. It really is. See, you can write the book, but if somebody doesn't know about it, it's not going to do much good.
I'm thinking right now, about what stage in this authoring and publishing journey is ideal? When should they start talking to you or working with someone like you in terms of, is it before they start writing? Is it after they've written it and they're ready to get it out there? Like, what's ideal?
Yes.
from your experience, where should someone start working with someone on this journey?
I have had people send me their books. I do book assessments for people who have already written their book, and I'll do an assessment on it. It's a high-level health check, and so I'll point out things that are missing or holes, assumptions that the author has made that the reader isn't going to get. But ideally, it's better to start before you even start writing, because as we're working together, there's editing, developmental editing, coaching at the very, very beginning, and so you're going to write it smoother, easier. You're going to have a first draft done instead of writing the whole thing and then rewriting it and rewriting it again. So at the very beginning, when you're just starting a book, is ideal to start working. And I love doing that because I connect energetically to their message. And I can say, well, it feels like it wants to go this way. And this is this what you're really trying to say? And we start honing it. I'm working with a therapist now on a book, and he's at the very, very beginning stage. And so he's probably written 5 pages. He knows exactly what he wants to say, and he's a great storyteller. And so we're outlining it, and he's like, I know what I got to do. I can do this now. And so it's going to be an excellent book because he is doing it the right way the first time. And we're going to have a really good first draft in probably a month. I would say maybe 6 weeks. We'll have the whole book done. I'm working with somebody else, and she's writing her first book and doing the same thing. So she's pulling a lot from her journals. So I'm working with her on the application, and the book is excellent. It's going to be really good. It's a transformational book. It's called The Power of And, that's going to be a beautiful one. And the other one I'm working on is called Fear Less. It's about having less fear in your life. And both of them are really beautiful. I love it when books like that come because it just lights me up. I love working on the content of that. And then after they've got it written, then we're going to do the marketing part. That's, the marketing part is just as important as writing, just as important. And the cover, the book, the way the book looks needs to be really competitive. I've seen so many self-published books that just could be up-leveled and be more competitive just with a better cover, even just the way the cover looks could be make the book have more value, more credibility.
But it sounds like it's never really too early in the journey to reach out to you or have a conversation with you. And so I would imagine you're able to be proactive with a lot of things if you get them early enough in the journey, but it's not too late either. Right?
No, not too late either. One thing that kind of sets me apart from other people in the publishing industry is the energetic part of working with somebody. And I do, it's called Mastery of Self coaching. I coach people through being a master of yourself. There's 28 principles. And the way this applies is that when people are writing stories, they get stuck in the stories. Sometimes the emotions of what they're writing, they really get stuck in it, starts coming back. And I guide them in a transformational meditation. I take them into their subconscious. I connect them to their higher power and beautifully resolve the issue in their subconscious. That's where the issue lives, in the subconscious. And it's the most amazing thing. So I do that a lot when I'm working with authors, is help resolve issues that they've been carrying, stuck places that they've been carrying for years. And so I love doing that. I love helping people get over that. And it probably takes 10 or 15 minutes. It's not a big, long therapy session. It's just a subconscious connecting to your higher power and literally shifting it. And I do it all the time. And I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you're, writing a transformational work, how important it is to be connected energetically when you're writing. And there's a vibe that comes. It's not just about getting the words out. It's about what, you said it earlier, what feeling does it generate in the reader? And we talk about it in marketing all the time. I work with a lot of people on their webinars and their workshops. And I always tell people, it's not about the content. It's about how you make them feel. Because when you make them feel something, they will do something afterwards.
Exactly.
And so that's the true transformational work.
Exactly. So. And then when the author is stuck in that and they're, they can't get past that, that's where the meditation process that I got guide them through is really very effective, very efficient, and permanent. It really works. So that's a beautiful part of that I enjoy doing with authors. And then when they have their book, they, you know, the marketing, and as we mentioned earlier, they are really experts at what they're doing, but they don't know the marketing part. And the blueprint will help them know what to do. And part of it is what to say to people and when. When do you say it? When do you mail it? When do you, you know, all that. So in that timeline that I mentioned, I give them templates for everything. I give them templates for emails on how to build a launch team, how to say what they need to say, how to get reviews, how to get testimonials, endorsements. I have templates for everything. And then also the social media. So that's a big thing. What do you say on social media and when do you say it? Do you announce the book or do you, you know, do you create buzz? Do you say it's for sale? And there's a certain process in the social media, the whole, it's 2 months of social media that you need to be posting before the book comes. So the first part is going to be creating the buzz and then building your launch team and then announcing it. You don't want to announce your book too early and then it's not available. And you don't want to announce it too late and then they miss the launch. So there's a real timing in that. And the blueprint walks you through every step of that, gives you all the templates you need for it.
Amazing.
It is.
Yep.
If you want a successful launch, I haven't seen anything that works like the blueprint. It gives you everything you need. And I support it. I have a weekly open hours. And so there's live support if you're stuck or have questions about any part of your launch. I have a weekly open hours. Come to the Zoom call and ask any question you want. And I'll help point you in the right direction, give you the tool you need. A lot of times they'll come and they'll say, is this a good book cover? Or can you look over this email? Is this the right email? And I'll say, yeah, tweak it a little bit here. They'll show me some of the social media they're creating. And I can say, this is really good. Put more pain points in it on these posts. And so it's really hands-on coaching through their launch. So they're not alone in it. They've got support the whole time. That's big.
Yeah, and just having that reassurance that you're not alone.
Yeah.
And where someone who knows what they're doing can look at your stuff and say, is this right? And I think that, you know, in just in some of the work that we do, and I get some of those questions as well, it's like they want to know that they're on the right track.
Exactly. You
know? And avoiding mistakes. And we talked about avoiding mistakes earlier in this episode. It's like, yes, you can do the wrong things in the wrong order if you're not following a plan.
Yes.
And, you know, and so that we want you to try to avoid those kinds of those kind of pitfalls, and that can get in the way of the impact you want to make. This has been amazing, and we're almost out of time, but I want to make sure that we give people a next step and in working with you or even just learning more from you. And so I know you do master classes regularly on this.
I do.
Tell everybody about your masterclass, and we'll make sure that we put the link beneath this video so that they can go sign up for it.
Yeah, that's great. I do monthly. It's called The 7 Hidden Traps That Sink Book Launches and How to Avoid Them. And in it, I go over the 7 things that most authors get stuck in. One is isolation, like we just talked about. They're doing it all on their own. And so in the masterclass, I talk about all those points. I also give tips on book marketing things. So everyone is a little bit different. And so come join us. It's only an hour. I keep it to 1 hour so that we can have the most value in it, and it's completely free, and would love to have people come and just and ask questions. If you're stuck on something, come and ask a question, because that's the biggest thing. The unknown, what you don't know is probably the biggest thing. And so come and ask questions, and I'm happy to answer anything and help point you in the right direction. I've been doing this a long time, so 25 years in publishing. Mm-hmm. And so I can help point you where you need to go.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, if you want to be pointed in the right direction, then highly recommend that you sign up for it. And it's free, right? This is
a free
masterclass that you do. So the link to this is right beneath this video. If you're watching this on video, and if you're listening to this on your podcast, just open up your phone, the player that you're on. I put all of Karen's links there as well. Yeah, that sounds like a great next step. And I know we've just scratched the surface. And
yeah,
just even as we were discussing this, I had so many other questions, but of course, knowing that the scope of a 30-minute interview, we could literally launch into a full day workshop.
Very
easily. This is where we want to connect the dots. If you resonate with what Karen has been sharing and you want to make sure that your book makes the biggest possible impact it can, I think reaching out to Karen for sure, go attend the masterclass because you'll learn what you should avoid. And then what do you do about it? Right. And so
exactly.
I think you're going to guide them towards the blueprint that will really just lay it out for them. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. Karen, this has been great.
Yes.
And I so appreciate you and your generosity with your content and your tips and just really just pulling back the curtain on what it takes to be successful with a book launch. And so thank you for that. And I just wondering if there's any final piece of advice or words of wisdom that you want to leave with our audience here today.
Yeah, I want to say that your voice matters. It really matters. What you have to say really matters. People need to hear it. And there might be, you know, even just a handful of people is like, oh, that's exactly what I needed right now. And they can only hear it from you. So get your voice out there. Be brave. Be courageous. Write your books and get them launched. Get them launched. Get them out there into the world. The world needs what you have to say.
It does. The world does need what you have to say. And that is a beautiful message to end this episode by. So, Karen, thank you so much. And to our audience, thank you for being here as well. And the fact that you're still listening to our voices right now means that this topic resonated with you. And I want this time to be meaningful and impactful for you. One of the things that I'm always on my soapbox about is taking action. I want you to take an action step, something that you heard us talk about here today that reminded you, oh yeah, I need to do that, or I've been putting this off, or whatever that is. Go do that thing today. And if you don't know what the action step is, and you should do this anyways, go register for Karen's masterclass, because that is a great next step as well. And you don't know what you don't know. So, and learn about that. Remember that, like Karen said, your message does matter and your voice does matter. And the big impact that you want to make is possible. And you might be one collaboration away from the big breakthrough that helps you to make that big positive impact. And Karen might be that person to collaborate with. So go and reach out. So until next time, everybody, keep moving forward and we'll see you on the next one. Thank you.